Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today, both on talkradio.nyc and on the Facebook live stream. You can, as always, find me on Facebook Live if you'd like to catch the video at facebook.com/SAMWYZ. So I hope you guys have been having a good week. It's been an interesting week here. You know, we've had some great stuff happening and some little challenges last night on the broadcast. So if anyone was listening last night, it might have sounded a little distorted, but we're working on that. We'll get that fixed, but we should be fine now. Okay, so let us get started with our quotes of the day from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the Universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the Universe. If you only knew how normal you were when you thought you were weird, how strong you were when you thought you were weak, how ready you were when you thought you weren't, you'd think again. Oh, great one, revered by all in the unseen, the Universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe, reminding us that, you know, all those times that we thought and we feel that we're not good enough, we're too weird, we're too strange, we're not as good as other people, we're just not doing as well. We actually are doing well. We actually aren't that weird from the Universe's point of view. Of course, we're all very weird, I think. But, you know, we have this tendency, and I see it in just about everybody I work with, everybody I talk to, even my friends, just casually. We all have this tendency to be so much more critical of ourselves and so kind of almost tainted to believe that we're not that good, that we're not, we're not that together, you know, that we're not doing as well. We're not as successful as we thought we were. We're not just pick whatever adjective you want. We're not as blank as we think we are. And the truth is just the opposite. We actually are more blank than we think we are. We're actually doing better. We're more successful in the Universe's terms than we think we are. We're actually much smarter than we think we are. We're actually, you know, walking on the exact right path for ourselves. So it's just sort of a reminder from the Universe to take it easy, to stop being so hard on ourselves. We're really very, very hard on ourselves. And I'm here today to tell you, hey, take it easy. Be gentle. You're doing great. You're doing amazing. And And if you can't believe it, just say, hey, Sam told me I'm doing great, so I'm doing great. You don't have to believe it. Trust me. I'm your conscious consultant. I'm telling you, you're doing great, so you're doing great. Okay? Let's just make that deal here on the air. You know, like if you guys are with me, you know, just trust me, you're doing great. It may not feel like you're doing great, and that's perfectly fine. You know, we're not going to feel great and wonderful all the time, and there's nothing wrong with that. And just because that's how we're feeling in the moment, that's not a bad thing. You know, we have a tendency to kind of judge, like, whoa, if I don't feel fantastic, there's something wrong. No, that's called being a human being. We experience a full wide range of thousands of emotions, even though we have a tendency we can only pick out about five of them. But there's actually many, many more emotions going on. And there's nothing wrong with us feeling however we're feeling in the moment. So stop judging yourself for feeling how you're feeling and trust that you're doing fantastic. Okay, deal? We're good? All right. So, wonderful quote from the universe, a nice reminder to take it easy on ourselves. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. There are those who say, if you do the uncomfortable thing long enough, it will become comfortable. But we are not really encouragers of that. We are encouragers of coming into alignment and then taking action. We are encouragers always of getting rid of the fear. We would never want you to keep doing things that you feel fearful about. And maybe the path of least resistance is just not getting on the horse. Maybe the path of least resistance is to get on a different horse. But we would never move forward in fear. Abraham. So this is a really good quote from Abraham, and one that kind of, I really like it because it goes in a sense against what you hear in sort of a lot of personal development stuff and self-growth stuff, which is feel the fear and do it anyway. And you know, you got to do the uncomfortable. You got to like stretch yourself and do it anyway, even if you don't want to do it. And yeah, we can do that. And yeah, when we do that, we can get used to things and we're okay. But what Abraham is saying is that instead of feeling the fear and then doing it, let's come into alignment energetically with the thing we want to do so that when we do it, we're much more effective. We're much more efficient. We have a more joyful time doing it. Because it's kind of like when we're feeling fearful about the thing, we're not really going to do that well. When we're not in alignment with the thing we're about to try or do, we're in resistance. And yeah, you can do it, but you might hurt yourself. You know, you climb, you're afraid of that horse, you climb on that horse is going to sense your fear. And that horse could take off and you could fall off the horse and hurt yourself. And then they say, oh, you got to get back up on the horse right away and do it again. Yeah, but maybe you need to start with a different horse that feels better to you. And that by starting off in a way that feels better for you, you'll actually do better, which makes you feel better about it, which means you'll be more confident, which means you'll do better, which means you'll feel better. And you see, we start having this self-reinforcing positive spiral instead of that self-reinforcing negative spiral that we have a tendency to, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, look, see what I did wrong. Oh, I made a mistake. Oh, you see, I can't even do the simplest thing right. And then we start beating ourselves up. And yeah, you know, I mean, if we do things out of ego, if we just push through it, sure. But that's about ego. That's not about spirit. That's not about our hearts and truly where we are. Now, I know there are probably a lot of people out there going to give me guff about this, but I really, truly believe, hey, if we just spend 10, 15, 20 minutes visualizing ourselves doing great at what we're about to do that we're afraid of, reminding ourselves of the great things, the wonderful things that are going to come from it, of what it's going to feel like when we're successful and we've achieved things and done stuff, that then, you know, we just feel good about it before we actually go ahead and try it. You know, does it mean we're not still going to be a little bit awkward, or we're not going to be a little uncomfortable doing it? No, of course not. But the more lined up with the thing that we're about to take action on that causes us some trepidation, the more we line up with that, right? We feel better about it. When we feel better about it going into it, then things will just flow more naturally. Then we'll just naturally do better, feel better, be encouraged by it, and then do it even more. So a wonderful, wonderful quote from Abraham, all about moving on to the path of least resistance. Now, if you don't feel there's a path in front of you that's of least resistance, that's when it's time to take a step back, be with it, be present, feel into it, and maybe just ask yourself, what can I do to create less resistance within myself? Because it's not that there's resistance in the universe per se. It's resistance within ourselves. So when we take the time to take some action, which could be nothing more than sitting still, being present to how we're feeling, and asking ourselves, what do I need to do to be more in alignment with this thing I'm about to do, to line up, to make it more fun, more joyful, allow myself to be more enthusiastic about it? When we take that time, then when we dive in, it's beautiful. Things flow. It's easier than we thought. It's amazing what can happen. So, two wonderful, wonderful quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham today. I hope you all enjoyed it. Of course, I'll have more quotes for you next week. And just before I introduce my guest, a quick shout out to my friends on the Facebook Live. Welcome, Chuck, Julian. Julian, I saw it was just your birthday. Happy birthday, brother. And Himelda. I haven't seen you in a long time, Himelda. Hope you're doing well. Thank you all for joining us on the Facebook Live. So now, it is my extreme pleasure to welcome Barbara Gilman, a therapist, a coach, and author of the book, Whatever the F It Takes. I'm not going to say that word. Well, I can say it, but I just don't feel like it. And Barbara is known as the quick change artist who shows you how to shift your energy and change your life. She's the author of Whatever the F It Takes, as well as the unofficial guide for living successfully on planet Earth, and contributing author to the Indigo Children's Books. Barbara is a therapist / coach, founder of Success Strategies, a certified Access Consciousness facilitator, and developed conscious parenting for a new paradigm. She has served as the director of family education for Neil Donald Walsh's Heartlight Education. She has keynoted many women's organizations and hosted her own radio show called Conscious Choices. And we're very grateful that she's on the show with us today here on the Conscious Consultant Hour. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi, Sam. Thank you so much for having me on. And let me thank you for being the contribution that you be to our planet right now.
Aww.
So you're doing great work.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I still want to also express my gratitude for you because I don't even remember how long ago. I know it was a couple of years ago that you helped to arrange for me to have Gary Douglas on my show to talk about Access Consciousness. And that was a wonderful show, and I really appreciate that.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
You've been an Access Consciousness facilitator for quite some time, haven't you?
Yes, about 8 years now.
8 years? That's how long we've had the station in the studio.
Okay.
And we just have a minute before going to break, but I just wanted to ask you, what kind of motivated you to write this book? What was was there like a little spark of inspiration? Was there something that says, people need to read this stuff? I really got to put this out there.
Well, if we only have a minute, I will say it was simply life. Turned up, and I responded, and out of that came this book.
Okay. We can dive into that a little bit more after the break.
Yeah, we could dive into that after the minute.
Absolutely. Okay. So it's time for us to take our first break. Everybody, please hold on. Welcome, Lawrence and Josam. Josam, you're such a loyal listener. I really appreciate you. And so we are going to come back with my guest, Barbara Gilman, right after these messages. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very pleased you guys are here. Julian, thank you so much for the comment. I appreciate that you like what you're hearing. And Lawrence, thank you. Good to see you, too. I'm really grateful for my listeners. So Barbara, you've been in Access Consciousness. Why don't we talk about, just for the listeners who don't really know what Access Consciousness is, what is Access Consciousness?
Well, for me, it is, you know, I have been in this field. You know, when people ask me what I do and I say, well, I'm a therapist who works in the field of energy and consciousness, I add on to that that I've been doing that, some of it without the actual label, since I was a child. Came in as a very strange being, which probably a lot of your listeners could say the same story.
I'm sure.
However, when I was, I think, 8 or 9, I sort of knew that everything that the adults said was pretty close to almost what I call a lie. Mm. And it wasn't that they were, quote, like, you know, purposely lying to me.
Right.
It was more of, I don't think these people know what they're talking about.
Okay. That's good.
You know, it wasn't like I was sitting down at 9 years old and having the conversation with myself, but you know what awareness is. It's like you just get this 1, 2, 3 moment of awareness, and there it is. And from that, that actually created my whole life, because my whole life was, what can I be and do to find out what's the closest to the truth on this planet? And I did. I had a very different life than most people. Mm. I got to meet people that most people would never meet. As I say, I went behind the curtain. Mm. And it's been an amazing life, I have to say that. Very few people I really get to have such a life.
Right.
And I was always asking for more, better, greater. In other words, what's next?
Mm.
And as you were talking about Abraham. And I started in the spiritual world as a teenager. And then made my got into the world of energy and consciousness. So, God, maybe that was in my 20s. Mm-hmm. Lazarus, who is still around, was one of the first people, and Ken Keyes or Kies, speaking about consciousness. And it was just one thing after another. It's like, what else is next? What else is next? What else is next? And as I said, about 9 years ago, I found Access.
Right.
Changed my whole entire world. And I was doing just about every modality in the world that ever came along. They all did what they did,
Right.
They were a contribution to the work that I was doing with my clients and mm-hmm. my friends.
Right.
But I have to say, Sam, and you had a conversation with Gary Douglas, who's the founder.
Right.
I have never, ever found a body of work like this that is so absolutely magical and amazing. As I say, and as it is, it's the leading edge of change and consciousness in the world. It's taught in 174 countries.
Oh, wow.
I was at a training, I can't remember if it was in South Africa, wherever it was. There were 15 translation booths, 15 languages
wow.
going on.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're not going to find anything else out there.
Right. The one thing that I love about Access Consciousness is there was just one statement I remember that I still use today, and I really loved it. And that all of life comes to me with ease and joy and grace. And that
ease
and joy and glory. And I just loved it because it says all of life. And this is one of the things in the book that Gary pointed out is it's like all of life, not just the good stuff, but like all of life comes with ease and joy and glory, so that it's not judging what life is bringing to us, but it's just saying it all comes to us in like a joyful, supportive way.
Yes, and that is I think the biggest gift that Access gives us, because for me as a therapist, and I've been working with energy for a long time. My former partner and still dear friend is one of the top energy healers in the world. And so I know I've always known a lot about it. However,
right.
with Access, the energy tools are so playful that, we teach 5-year-old children exactly what we teach adults, and they actually get it faster than the adults.
Yeah.
But as coming from being a therapist, for me, the greatest thing that I love is what I call the language of consciousness. And my book is basically based on the fact that, as I say, we have been perpetrated with the greatest lie I think ever created.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, that's...
And just about everything that we have been taught
mm-hmm.
Is a lie. I said 30 years ago, the greatest chance you have of having a life that works for you is actually doing the opposite of whatever they tell you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was just a knowing. And when I got into Access, I realized, oh, my God, that's totally true. And then from my days of, quote, being behind the curtain, and being with, I won't even go there, but... yes, everything is pretty much a lie, and the lie is simply to keep us crawling on all fours.
Right.
What you started speaking about was like, I thought, oh my God, you're speaking about everything that I would speak about. Because we actually believe that right. we are totally wrong.
Right.
Where it was perpetrated on us to actually make us feel wrong so we could crawl on all fours. And never be the potent, powerful, amazing magicians that we truly be.
Right, right. Well, I always say the quotes of the day are always so apropos for the guest and what the topic is for the day. So these quotes were no surprise for me that they happened to come today. But yes, it's Most people kind of have this idea that, society is here for us and it supports us and this and that. And the truth is that society is created by mostly the people who are in power. And what do they want is to stay in power. And how do they get to stay in power? They stay in power by putting everybody else down or sort of brainwashing the vast majority of society into believing we don't deserve, we're not good enough, we're not... like you say, we're not magicians, we're not superstars. That as long as we believe that, then they can go about their merry way. And really, it's not. And I'm not even talking anyone specifically, but I'm just, it just kind of makes sense. If you're in power, if you're the one sitting on the top of the hill, you want to stay on the top of the hill. And you don't want other people taking you off the hill. So you're going to do whatever you can to keep people at the bottom of the hill while you're luxuriating on the top of the hill.
Exactly. And that's what the body, what access is all about, and that's what my book is all about. And it's like, what would it take for whoever is, it's like there are people who are looking for change. They say they're looking for change, but right. Actually the greatest fear on this planet is change.
Oh, absolutely.
And so access creates change in such a quick way that to this day, I mean, I still find it almost unbelievable to work with people and to see them change the way they could change. I'm talking about, you could think of the worst story that could almost occur in one's life, when they're a child.
Right.
And as a therapist, and of course I have so many friends who are therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, mm-hmm. When I started to do this work and I told them, they would say to me, Barbara, we know that you don't lie, but it's very hard for us to think of the stories you're telling us that this person who went through this when she was a child and da-da-da-da, in 1 hour, her whole life changed. And that's the thing about working with energy.
Right.
And, again, you were quoting Abraham and, listen, when I moved, I had a garage sale, and I still had the Abraham cassette of when Abraham had just come out. I used to be on the monthly list,
Yeah.
And I love the work, and it's still so required because 90% of the people on the planet still don't even realize that they are creating their reality.
Right.
However, there are people like me, and I think like you, who always want to push the envelope a little bit, or better, greater. What's next? What's next? And clearly that's how I found access. So what I'm about to say is not making anyone wrong or making anything better or greater, because everything is just what it is, and it just depends on what you're choosing. It's not what I'm saying.
Right.
Like going into the supermarket, you just choose what you want. So what I'm saying is this. Right now on our planet, we're in a space where we are so ripe and ready for a change that would actually end up saving the planet. And I'm not going to go into that story right now. Okay.
Yeah.
That the planet has about 12 years. We're not going there today.
Yeah. Okay.
However, the one thing that I will tell you from being with a very well-known quantum physicist a number of years ago, who was one of the top that year, saying that basically we are the cancer cells of the planet.
Ooh.
And that comes, and as Gary Douglas also says, this basically the same thing, because we're not choosing consciousness. And consciousness is living without judgment.
Mm.
It's being in a space of total allowance.
Right.
And we are killing the planet because we live in judgment of everything.
Yeah.
And that was perpetrated on us. You know what you were saying? This planet has been running on algorithms. It's like, you could say it's like brainwashing, because it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the question is, for those people who really would like to change at a level that would not only change their own lives, but would actually become a contribution to changing the world, okay? Right. And so in Access, Dr. Dane here, who is the other Access person,
yes,
wrote a book called Being You and Changing the World.
Yeah.
And that's my joy in life,
right,
is
right.
having people come to me who believe that they're wrong and they're less than and they're not good enough. And so many of the people I work with are healers.
Right.
And
yeah.
once you take that lie off, and the theme that I was beginning to say is right now, for those people who really want big change in their life, and if you want small change, that's fantastic. There's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with it. But
right.
I have this little short amount of time right now. And for those people out there who are healers, who are people who really want to be a contribution to changing the planet, what I'm saying is energy. If you're not working with energy, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's like taking a bicycle to California if you're on the East Coast, and if you're on the West Coast, it's like taking a bicycle to the other part, whatever right. I just said.
Yeah, to the East Coast.
Okay?
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with taking a bicycle or a bus.
Right.
Nothing wrong, just different.
Right.
But right now, the planet is requiring a change in consciousness.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm here to say. So
okay.
for
so,
all of those people, energy can change anything. From cancer, okay, Gary and Dave,
okay, okay,
in the body
Barbara?
Work that they do, my former partner,
Barbara?
I have seen people in my life, and I lived with my former partner for 14 years, okay, I have seen cancer disappear in a day from a people who were on hospice. I have seen the most amazing things occur that other people would never believe. And the only reason I'm saying this is because this is the magic of this universe. This is what's real.
Right.
Everything else is the lie that's perpetrated right. on us to believe that we're small and we walk on all fours. And that unless you have money, you can't have anything.
Right.
Unless you have this and that. It's all a perpetrated lie. And unfortunately, most of us bought it.
Right. Okay. So, Barbara, I want you to hold it there. We got to take our next break.
Okay.
And when we come
okay.
back, let's like really dive into what's in the book, what's the purpose of the book, and we'll explore maybe a little bit more of as you started to say before, why you wrote the book. Okay. So I want you to hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
All right, and welcome to Gary and Jillian Marie to the Facebook live stream. Thank you, and I just want to remind people on the Facebook live, if you guys have questions or comments, please just type them into the Facebook live comment section, and I'll read them out during the show, or if anyone would like to call in, the call-in number is 877-480-4120. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for the hearts and the love. We're speaking this hour with Barbara Gilman, author of the book, Whatever the F It Takes. Okay, so Barbara, let's like dive into this book. Where did you get this title, Whatever the F It Takes?
Okay, so I am not a person who normally would use that word. Not that it, I think there's anything wrong with it. It just, uh-huh. You know, wasn't a big part of my vocabulary.
All right.
Unless maybe I was wearing a white dress and spilled some wine, and then I'd go, you know, oh.
Right. Gotcha.
And I started to facilitate this work. What I noticed, especially one day, there's a 4-day training that I do. It's called the Foundation Class. It's my very favorite class to facilitate.
All
it's
right.
A class that you come into. You could actually almost go to sleep in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 4 full days, it's so hard to explain how people's lives just totally change.
Right.
And I mean totally.
Right.
And I'm not going to say it's every single one, but everyone who's there is going to have amazing change, some bigger. And anyway, and so I was having the training, and there were a group of people, and energetically, I can't explain it. It's someplace between seeing the energy and just having the knowing of it, knowingness of it. And I'm getting that these people are ready. It's like they're ready to let go of this make-believe costume or prison that has been around them, or the lie of them, where they couldn't get through it, so they couldn't show up being who they truly be, and therefore life would never be the possibility that it could be. And it's like they were there, they were ready, but there was something stopping them. And all of a sudden, okay, I just couldn't stand it anymore. I screamed out, what the F would it take for you to choose for you and not against you anymore? And all of a sudden, when I said that, it was like seeing this solid wall crumble into molecules of energy that was coming, like undoing itself. It was like amazing. And then out of the group, there were maybe 3 or 4 that one by one, within an hour of each other, opened up to ask the question, and we have these magical tools that we use, that that the children use. I mean, that's how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this magic, and all of a sudden, they morphed into a whole new being. They were like, the being that they were meant to be, that they never got to know, was now there, present for them, and they got it. And so that's where it came from. And then I got, it's like that word, if you think about it, what it actually, it's an acronym. I don't know how many people know that, but the acronym is actually Fornication Under Consent of the King, which is from England, I don't know how long ago. And thing was, if you wanted to create a child, as crazy as this might seem, Sam, you would have to go to the king and get a permit that you would put on the door.
Oh, jeez.
That was the acronym.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that something? And when I thought about it, I said, oh, my God, do you realize the energy to create a child?
Mm-hmm.
What more creation energy is there?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, the word took on a whole different energy and meaning.
Mm.
And so now I see, and in access, we use the word a lot. And access is totally different than anything you could imagine. You've never gone to a training, a class, a seminar, anything like this.
Yeah.
There are dogs that are there. There are babies that are there. Yeah. There is that word being used a lot, playfully, magically. People
Absolutely.
Changing. I mean, it's like going to another planet.
You know, Barbara. Now that you've told me what the acronym stands for, Fornication Under Consent of the King, this word will never have the same connotation to me ever again. And I'm going to start using that with people. Okay, so now your book is your book a book about access consciousness, or what is it?
It's my story in the, like maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago, of when I basically left my former partner, who, as I said, is still my dear friend,
mm-hmm.
and actually went, and I was on my own, believe it or not, for the first time in my life. I've been in five major relationships. I'm best friends with all of them other than the first, and that's consciousness. And yet, financially, I had never really been on my own. I, you know, went from my parents to, I mean, yes, I had that, you know, X amount of time, but my parents were alive and, you know,
yeah.
it was a whole different thing. And so my world just turned, and all of a sudden there was a whole new story being created. Mm-hmm. And and that was the energy, because in that story or in that time, I had to show up as the title of the book, whatever it takes to have me, to have all of me, or as much as I'm choosing in right now.
Right.
And everything in my world absolutely changed.
Mm.
And it was like, okay, so this is my story. And within the book are all the access, well, not all, of course.
Right.
So many of the tools and the concept and the understanding of what consciousness is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out actually after I wrote it from the first people who started reading it is if you read it in one sitting, which would probably be, I don't know, maybe it's not that big of a book, so maybe two and a half hours. If you read it in one sitting, it's like a class because it has what we call, well, it's one of the biggest ways that people change, which is why I have more telephone consultations with people since I'm here in Portland than I actually have real people. You use what's called a clearing statement, which I don't know if we have time to go into it, but basically it's magic. It's energy and it's magic. So I could be on the phone with someone anywhere. It's recorded, and they start a conversation with a question, and then I go into this place of pulling the energy from what they're saying, because that's like my gift. That's what I've always done since I'm a child. And then I use this clearing statement, which is like using a magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
And literally the energy that is holding their point of view or their belief in place starts to dissipate. And it just starts to... So it's like saying, you have an issue. You could call it a point of view or belief. Okay?
Right.
Now, the only thing that's holding that in place is energy, because everything in the universe is energy. Whether it's a car, a house, a dog, you, me, anything, it's all energy. And the one thing I know to be totally true about energy is if you change the energy, you change everything. You change your body.
Right.
You change your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The limitations that you have are gone. And that's why I was saying, especially if a person is a coach or they want to change their life, get on that jet plane and start working with energy.
Right.
Because your life doesn't have to, you don't need years, okay? Law of attraction is great and it's wonderful for those people who are just coming into the knowing that we create our reality. But after a while, you're pretty much going in circles. I mean, and I'm saying this with, like, it's a total contribution, it's totally required on this planet, but if you've been doing it for a while and you know all about it, I would suggest jump in. Don't throw that away. Still use it.
Right.
But jump in and get some great energy tools. And Access has the simplest ones because we teach kids the same way. Start using that with your law of attraction, and you're going to bring law of attraction up to, like, the fastest jet plane in the world.
All right, Barbara, believe it or not, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. So I want you to hold on. And when we come back, let's, you know, maybe you can share with our audience one simple tool that can help them throughout their day. And then we'll wrap up, let people know where to get your book and where to contact you. Okay.
fine.
All right, wonderful. So, Judith Nahaz, welcome to the Facebook live stream. Thank you for joining us today. Everybody, please stay tuned. We've been speaking this hour with Barbara Gilman, author of the book, Whatever the F It Takes, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth Tripp, your host of Nourish the Soul. Join me to uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to living a healthy life. Join us every Wednesday at my new time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Barbara Gilman, author of the book, Whatever the F It Takes. And Barbara, I just want to read a comment from my dear friend Julian on the Facebook Live. He says, the energy you're talking about, is it changing our thoughts, using energy machines, connecting with nature, eating nutritious foods, all of the above and more? And I think we've really kind of answered that by really, when we talk about changing energy or working with energy, we're talking about the energy of consciousness. We're talking about that etheric, ethereal kind of energy that is very subtle, but also at the foundation of everything we see and touch.
Everything is energy. There's yes. Nothing that's not energy. And all you want to do is just you want to do whatever it takes to be all of you, because we don't have a clue of who we really are. Mm. And when you start acknowledging, owning, and claiming that you are amazing, your energy, your molecules of consciousness, you can heal, you could change, you could be a contribution to changing this whole world. It's like, you know, we're amazing beings. We just bought the lie that we're not. So the question right. is, what would it take for you to be willing to destroy and get rid of that lie and start embracing and acknowledging you? Right. And if you're interested in that, my book will be a wonderful step for you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So for somebody right now who's listening who might be struggling in some aspect of their life, having a hard time with something, what's maybe one simple tool that we can share with them today that they can use to help get past whatever their challenge is?
Okay. And the wonderful thing about access is there's a million tools, and they're all so simple. So let me give you one, and if you have time, we'll do another. But
Okay,
so this planet is, well, it's run on algorithms. We don't have to go there. But again, it's like, what's perpetrating the lie on us? Why do we stay on all fours? Because there's a lie perpetrated. How do you get out of that? Start to ask questions. Mm-hmm. A question is an algorithm interrupt. And I don't know if you've been aware, but in all of the media in the last year or two, all of a sudden you start seeing that even in advertising, they're asking questions. This is from Access Consciousness. And this is this is how amazing that the work is, that it's so, it's spreading everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you ask a question. So let's say you're feeling really down and you're feeling pathetic today, or you don't have enough money and that makes you feel even worse.
Right.
All you do is ask a question to the universe. Do not ask questions to people.
Right.
As I say, we live in an insane asylum. Would you walk into an insane asylum and ask an inmate there to do your taxes? Okay, I don't think so. Not a good thing. So instead of asking people, you ask the universe, and you just put out a question. And it might be as simple as, what's right about me I'm not getting on those days that you just feel so wrong or less than?
All right, let's say that again. What's right about me that I'm not getting?
Put it out through the day, and all of a sudden, you will start to, someone will call you, and they'll say, oh, I want to thank you. When I ran into you yesterday, what you said to me changed my whole day. Thank you for being such a contribution in my life. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And if you, if you're requiring more money, what would it take for me to have more money than I could possibly imagine with ease and play? And put that out all through the day. When you start asking questions, and that's a very big part of access.
Right.
And this is what I'm saying. It sounds so simple that most people would, oh, yeah, really, and never do it.
Right.
If you're listening to the show, start doing it and see how your life begins to change.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was something I heard a long time ago, I forget, at the personal development seminar or something, that the quality of our life is dependent upon the quality of questions we ask ourselves. And so, yeah, by asking ourselves or the universe better quality questions, we can change the quality of our life. So I love that.
Yes.
So it's, you know, what's right about me that I'm not seeing? What's a way I can have more?
And how can it get any better than this?
Yes.
I don't care where your life is. How can it get any better than this?
Right.
If you keep doing it, you're going to see all of a sudden little things are going to start showing up.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's very, very powerful. And I remember the way it was described to me is even if you want to just take it as on a mechanistic level, not even on an energetic level, but even on a mechanistic level, our subconscious mind is kind of like Google. Right? Whatever you put into Google, you're going to get some kind of answer. And so by just asking ourselves better questions, we're going to get better answers because the kind of question we ask determines the kind of answer we're going to get. So if we put into Google how to build a pipe bomb, we're going to get all kinds of things about how to build a pipe bomb and hurt people. But if we put into the Google, like, how do we solve world hunger? We're going to get all kinds of solutions for how to solve world hunger. So the more we ask ourselves questions towards where the answers are going to be sort of supportive, uplifting, empowering answers, then we create that even in our unconscious mind when it's working, when we're sleeping, when we're overnight, and then that's naturally going to draw things to us from an energetic perspective. That's naturally going to draw things to us that are actually going to answer those questions for us.
Okay, well, let me just sort of give a little whipped cream on the cake here.
Sure.
I wouldn't say going to the unconscious mind, okay? Because we're holding all these lies. I would say you go to the universe. Forget about going to, because you don't want to go to the insane person and ask them for help with romance or technology or your taxes. Go right to the source. Go right to the universe and ask your question. Forget about people.
Right.
It's like, don't even go there.
Right. No, I get it. I get it.
I have a client and they ask me a question. I say, don't ask me. Ask the universe. I'll do the energy work for you. I'll give you the question. But don't ask me to tell you what to do. I can't.
Right.
I don't want to. I don't even want to ask me what I should do for me.
Right. Okay. No, I was kind of just putting it out there for those people who don't even believe in energy or whatever. So if you want to even take it from a mechanistic point of view, it still works.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, they could do it from that point of view, but Right now, I'd like to speak to the people who get that everything in the universe is energy, and if we're going to change this planet, and if this planet is going to survive, okay, those are the people I'm speaking to. So
yeah, well, I always like to say that the planet will survive. It's about human beings. If, you know, are we going to survive as a species on this planet? Because the planet will always be here, at least until the sun blows up.
No, the planet necessarily will not always be here. That's the point, Sam.
Yeah.
The point is, if we do not change the consciousness, we're killing the planet. That's the point. We are killing the planet. So, again, for anyone out there who cares about that, okay, consciousness is what you want to start creating. That's it. What would it take for you to choose consciousness, which is living with no point of view? There's no right or wrong. What it is in a nanosecond. Having cancer and not having cancer, having money and not having money is exactly the same thing. It's what you're going to do in that moment to create a change. So what can I be and do right now that would change this? And then the universe delivers that awareness to you to change it. Everything is changeable.
Okay. So
don't get stuck in anything other than that.
Okay. So we just have a few minutes left to the show, Barbara. I just want to ask, so what awareness has shifted for you in the last couple of years that has made a big change in your life?
Everything that I just said. That's what's changed it. I no longer look for results. I used to be the Jewish princess who looked for the results in life. To have the house like this, the car like this. I used to be a designer. All of that stuff, you know, from New York City.
Right.
Okay? In my life now, there are no results that I look for because a result can only be from the past. And I don't want to duplicate my past. I want something beyond this reality that I've never been to before. And so you don't want to look for results. You want to look for an awareness that goes beyond this reality to something brand new that you haven't even imagined. How could you imagine something that hasn't existed here on this planet or hasn't existed for you in your life? Can't. And that's why a result is something you want to leave behind and you want to ask for possibilities. What possibilities can I choose that would change my life, my living, my body? Now you open up a whole new world. And that's what we're talking about, Sam. It's just a different language.
Right.
And I didn't mean to, you know, say what you're saying is not correct, but I didn't know any of this 9 years ago. It's a different language. Consciousness is a language that very few people know. And when you start to get it and you start to live it, everything changes. And then the planet has the possibility of actually thriving.
Gotcha. Okay. So if somebody wants to, like, start to learn about access consciousness, they want to, you know, take a class or whatever, where can they go to find more information for, I mean, next about you, but I mean about access consciousness in general?
Yes, accessconsciousness.com. It's everywhere.
Okay.
Okay, 174 countries. And as I said, I'm living in Portland now. I'm in the question of going back to New York, but I will be in New York in 2 or 3 weeks. I'll be there for a month. I'll be doing classes.
Oh, wonderful.
And I do in Manhattan, I'll be doing classes in Saratoga, I'll be doing classes in New England. I'll be doing classes. And also, my website is my name, BarbaraGilman.com. Barbara spelled like Streisand, B-A-R-B-R-A, Gilman with one L. And I do sessions over the phone everywhere.
Wonderful.
And they're...
I'm just curious for myself, where in New York City are you going to be doing your classes?
I'm going to be doing them on West End Avenue.
Right near the studio.
Around 70th Street. And
you know, Barbara, you haven't been to our new studio yet, but we're on 76th and West End Avenue now.
Well, I could come and visit you, Sam.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I want to get together and we'll see. If I can, maybe I'll try and make it to sit in on your class this time around.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay, Barbara. Okay, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Again, the name of her book is Whatever the F It Takes, Barbara Gilman, BarbaraGilman.com. Barbara, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on the show today. I really appreciate it.
And thank you, Sam, for who you be.
Ah, thank you. Thank you for who you be as well. I look forward to reconnecting with you when you get back here to the Big Apple.
Okay, bye, Sam.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, thank you all for tuning in. We got to run. Stay tuned for Polka Divas coming up next, and we will talk to you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.